Hi, everyone. Paul Hoffman with Sports Go. Well, once again, Floor Air has outscored anything that the outstanding that Arkansas State could do in losing last night to Southwestern Louisiana, 86-84. The final and winning points came on a shot by Jesse Cleveland with just 4 seconds left in the game, and Arkansas State could do nothing about it. Dan Henderson and Tommy Tapley led the tribal scoring with 28 and 24 points in that order, and the loss was a double-dip blow to the Indians in the... Well, in that also last night, Lamar University, the team that the Indians beat on Monday, walloped league leader Louisiana Tech 92-66 to pull back into a tie with the Bulldogs for the league lead. The Tribe could have been in a very challenging position had they overcome their mistake-ridden game last night. Also last night, McNeese State won over Texas Arlington 75-61. Louisiana Tech and Lamar are now tied at 4-1. McNeese is 3-2. Arkansas State 2-3. And both Arlington and Southwestern are 1-4 in the Southland Conference. Jonesboro High School will be heavily favored over Truman tonight at Truman. The Hurricane size, and actually you could say the Hurricane experience, is probably too much for the Wildcats, even on the home court. Truman is a young team and not very big. And Jonesboro entertains Westside at Hurricane Gym tomorrow night. That's Saturday, and it could be a little bit different, even though the Hurricane did beat Westside by a pretty good score at Westside earlier in the season. This Westside team, when they're hitting rat well, is tough. We'll be back with more on sports in just a moment. Good food always means Happy Burger. Happy Burger at 3128 East Nettleton, right here in Jonesboro, is the home of the giant hamburger, also the hot beef sandwich on a sesame seed bun and the ham on cheese on a sesame seed bun. Then, of course, there's a tenderloin, the chuck wagon, the fish sandwich, the barbecue, and, above all, those English-style fish and chips, and believe me, they're good. And Bill Heimer is there to see that the food is top quality and the service is good, and to remember that at Happy Burger now they have booths, they've remodeled, and a lot of room in Happy Burger. You can eat right there, or you can have it packed to take home. Happy Burger, the home of good food in Jonesboro, 3128 East Nettleton, right here. Well, through April 10th has been set as the date for the Arkansas Invitational Track Meet at their new all-weather facility. But Indian fans will have two opportunities to see the Indians in action on the home front prior to that April 10th meet. Of course, that's the one which the likes of Notre Dame and Kansas and Western Kentucky and many of those are coming. March 22nd will mark the first track meet on the new facility, with Mankato State from Minnesota as the opposition in a dual meet. The Tribe will also host Murray State in a dual meet on March 31st, which is before that big invitational. The Indians will be involved in a host of prestigious outdoor meets during the season. That is the outdoor season, of course, which is coming. The Memphis Relays opens it all on March 22nd, then the Florida Relays March 27th. They'll also be in the Texas Relays, the Kansas Relays, the Drake Relays, the Tom Black Classic in Knoxville, and also, of course, the National United States Track and Field Federation meet. And those who qualify will be in the NCAA meet in June and also in the Olympic Trials in Eugene, Oregon, also in June. And Coach Guy Cottrell says don't be surprised if other athletes other than Earl Bell and Ed Preston are in the qualifying tryouts for the Olympics. In other games tonight in the area, Nettleton at Luxora, Bay at Leechville, Delaplane at Mark Tree, Wiener at Harrisburg, Valley View at Curly Ridge Academy, Brookland at Swifton, Walnut Ridge at Salem, Westside at Monette. And both Jonesboro Junior High School teams played last night. And Douglas MacArthur lost to Osceola 64-49 in spite of a 20-point scoring spree by Matt Garner. Osceola had a 38-18 lead at halftime. The Cadets fought back as best they could. According to Barry Pruitt, the coach of MacArthur, Osceola did everything right. Annie Camp Junior High won over Greene County Tech 48-31, leading all the way. And in this case, Annie Camp did everything right. That's it on Sports Go for tonight.